Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department and the Arcata Fire Protection District already work closely together, providing mutual support during fire incidents in both jurisdictions. And with the latest decision by the Arcata Fire Protection District Board, the two departments are about to get closer. The departments are working on crafting a shared services contract, which means that both departments will share a fire chief and a fire inspector. Humboldt Bay and Arcata Fire already share a battalion chief, and with the addition of the chief and the fire prevention officer, Arcata Fire will save money. Arcata Fire has been searching for a chief since the beginning of the year following the retirement of John McFarland. The new contract is expected to be completed by September. Detectives with the Arcata Police Department continue their investigation into the double homicide that occurred last Saturday and resulted in the arrest of 28-year-old Bodie Tree. Tree was booked into jail on two counts of homicide and has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Arcata police are still searching for the murder weapon and suspect it may have been dumped in Sunnybrae. Yesterday, Detectives Peter Kress and Ronald Harpum of the Eureka Police Department confirmed that Tree is now considered a person of interest in the shooting of Rhett August in Eureka on the 15th. The person arrested on a probation violation in connection with the August shooting is no longer considered a primary suspect. The person arrested on a probation violation in connection with the August shooting is no longer considered a primary suspect. Anyone who may have information about either shooting incident or any other information is asked to contact Arcata or Eureka Police. The news came out earlier this week that the Arkley Center for the Performing Arts will be closed temporarily over the next several months so that major repairs can be made to the building. Owner Rob Arkley shared the economics of running the center and why the closure is needed.
What we are doing is we are reshifting the allocation of costs around the property, and this was the easiest way. And so it runs a significant negative cash flow a month, a year, mid six figures. And so we're readjusting the cost structure.
When asked if the Performing Arts Center is up for sale, Arkley was adamant.
Absolutely not in our plans. Our daughter is taking the bar and moving back to Eureka. I can assure you, it's not in our plans.
The renovations are expected to be completed within 9 months to a year. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Governor Jerry Brown's budget revisions were announced last week, and for educators in California, there could be some good news, particularly for local school district budgets. Although the future of funding remains cloudy, local school officials are guarded but optimistic because the May revision contains more than $2 billion in additional funding for Proposition 98. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck said,
"The best news that came out is that revenues are up for the 12-13 year for the state, which in turn means that there'll be a direct impact in, as far as a shot in the arm, if you will, to public schools."
Van Vleck went on to say that the state funding still lags behind levels from just a few years ago.
"If you look at the state funding right now, we're running over a 20% deficit factor. And what that means is for every dollar that they pay us, they should be paying us a little over $1.20.
The education budget also contains one-time funding so that schools can implement the new Common Core Standards program, and Van Vleck believes that the fiscal situation is improving.
"I'm optimistic. I think that consumer confidence is starting to turn around. I think that the revenue for the state is turning around to a certain extent, and I think we've seen the bottom, and there's no place else to go but up."
The final budget still has to be approved by the state legislature. That's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.